Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get you out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, under the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, Unto your descendants will I give this land. And they built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from there unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the Negeb. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he came near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see you, that they shall say, This is his wife. And they will kill me, but they will save you alive. Say, I pray you, that you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you. And it came to pass, that, when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he treated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep, and oxen, and male donkeys, and men servants, and maid servants, and female donkeys, and camels. And the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram, and said, What is this that you have done unto me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, She is my sister? So I might have taken her to me as a wife. Now therefore behold your wife, take her, and go your way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had